And now on Radio 4, it's time to stop washing the kitchen floor, sit in a moderately comfortable chair, and marvel at life's riches whilst listening to the dulcet tones of the show business legend, raconteur, after-dinner speaker, and twice winner of his own award for excellence, Count Arthur Strong. On receiving his own award for the second time, an emotional Count Arthur said that awarding his own award to himself came completely out of the blue, and that it was a great privilege to both give and receive the award. Join him now for this week's instalment of
Count Arthur Strong's Radio Show.
Oh, for crying out loud. I swear they wait until you get sat down. Bloody... Yes, all right, I can hear you. I'm not deaf. It can be a terribly inconvenient invention, the telephone, sometimes. I wouldn't mind if it didn't ring. No sanction made at all for us having a personal life. I'm going to give whoever this is a right fly in my ointment. Here, a flea. The right flea in my ear ointment. Hello, Count Arthur Strong speaking to you.
Hola, hola. Tengo una llamada telefónica para usted.
What?
Tengo una llamada telefónica para usted.
What?
¿Es este número 01253814734?
I don't have a clue what you're saying to me. You're talking far too quickly. And most of the letters seem to be in the wrong order.
Tengo una llamada telefónica para señor Strong.
Listen, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, playing silly pranks when I was at a very delicate stage of something highly personal.
Hola, hola, ¿me oyes?
Oh, keep it up. You can go on all night for me. Oh, yes, because I'm a special constable, you know, and I'm tracing your line like they do in Z-cars. So the more you say, the better for me and my uniformed colleagues, this end.
¿Hay alguien ahí?
That's it. Keep it coming. Where you live will be on our radar screen in a minute. Then the SWAT team will be tear-gassing you and abs-nailing through your windows. Hello? Hello? Oh, that frightened them off. They'll think twice about doing that again twice. Right. Well, I better get down to Jerry's and get some breakfast before my throat thinks it's been cut. Through hunger. You can drive my car, my acre breaker car. I just don't think you'll understand.
Big issue.
Gesundheit.
What?
I said Gesundheit. It's Jewish for bless you.
Is it?
Here, hold on a minute. There you are. That's for you.
What is it?
My packet of tissues. There's one left in that, only slightly used.
Well, what are you giving it to me for?
For you to blow your nose on. What do you think you do with a tissue? Surely you don't need me to draw you a picture of a diagram of me spelling it out to you.
No, it's all right, thanks. I don't really need any. There's nothing wrong with me.
Oh, I've heard that before. There was nothing wrong with him in that film last night. Then an alien popped out of his stomach. There was something wrong with him then. I'm sure that didn't happen the last time I watched My Fair Lady. Anyway, you have been warned. The football now is in your tennis court. Good day.
Hello, Arthur. You look different today.
Do I?
Yeah. You're not wearing your hat, that's it.
I am wearing my hat. It's on my head. Ooh, where's that gone? Oh, for crying out loud, I've left the bloody thing over the teapot. The cosy's in the wash. I'll have to go back for that now, after I've had my breakfast. I thought my head was cold. What are you doing in here anyway, Wilf?
Well, I'm just going to have a quick cup of tea. I brought Jerry his bacon.
Oh, no, I don't like that at all. That's thrown my equilibrium right out, that has. You should be in your butcher's shop, standing behind a counter full of various cuts of assorted offal. I'm all geared up for coming to you next.
Well, sorry, Arthur. I'm a bit late with it this morning. Oh, David slept in.
I don't know why you put up with it. It runs rings round you. Still, I suppose he is your flesh and blood. And blood to a butcher is important, isn't it? Black pudding, etc. So, you know, perhaps it does make sense put like that. Never let it be said I can't see all three sides of the coin. Because I personally would hate to go without black pudding. Life wouldn't be worth living, really, would it? Would you mind getting me a tea to settle my nerves, Wilf? Because I bumped into you out of context through no fault of my own.
Well, in the circumstances, I suppose it's the least I can do.
Well, you can do more than the least if you want, if that upsets you. I'll try some of that bacon you brought in a sandwich. In fact, in a bacon sandwich. That would probably be the most appropriate. How kind of you. I should be sitting over there with the dynamic duo. All right, you two?
Hello, Arthur.
Hello.
How's things in the bat cave, then?
The what?
The bat cave. It's where Batman lives. Batman and Robin. The dynamic duo. The films with Batman in. The Batman films. Batman and Robin with the butler. He dresses like a bat.
The butler?
No, Batman does. The butler's his butler, he's not a bat. The clue is in the name, isn't it, Geoffrey? Batman. You can't have a butler that's a bat. How would he carry the drinks? It would be much too distracting. You want one that blends in with the background, like Jeeves in Worcestershire. Not a butler that sleeps hanging upside down and flutters round the room just missing everybody's heads and sucking your blood.
I think I know what he's talking about. Mind you, I don't know why he's talking about it.
Thank you, Catwoman.
Catwoman?
Yes, Catwoman. From the Batman films. Catwoman. She dresses like a cat. Cat bloody
oh,
woman.
Don't start all that again. Will you just sit down?
Don't blame me, Sally. It's his fault. Simple Simon. And don't say you haven't heard of Simpleton Simon, Geoffrey.
Well, of course I've heard of him. Simple Simon met a pieman going to the fair.
All right, that'll do. Showing off.
You look different today.
I know. It's because my hat's on the teapot.
Here you are, Arthur. Here's your tea. Your bacon sandwich will be here shortly.
Are you buying him a sandwich?
Well...
What's it got to do with you, what he's buying me? You, Sally, would do well to keep your nose out of my personal sandwiches.
I'm only asking.
Well, don't. It's nothing to do with you. It's not my fault he's doing everything out of sequence. And the big plus for Wilf in all this is if I like what I taste, I will pass that on. Yes, it's good business sense, Wilf, what you've done there, letting me sample your wares.
Like Simple Simon sampling the pie man's wares, and Wilf's the pie man.
Oi, watch what you're insinuating, you. There's only one Simon Simpleton at this table, and we all know who that isn't. Not me. That's who that isn't.
In the poem, though, the pie man doesn't let him have any of his wares.
Yes, that's because he's a tight sod, isn't it, Wilf, eh? Not like you, Wilf. It's not a poem anyway, that. It's a nursery rhyme, like Ring a Ring of Roses.
That was about the plague.
Don't be ridiculous.
It was. The rings of roses were red spots on the skin of plague victims.
Oh, yes. And next you'll be telling me the posies were flowers they carried to mask the stench of the plague. And the a tissue, we all fall down bit is when they all fell down and died.
Yes.
How you can read that into a harmless kiddie's little poem beats me up. It really does. Next you'll be telling me that him stood outside sneezing and wheezing with the newspapers has got the bloody plague. You can't still get it, can you? Geoffrey, stick your head out of the door and see if him selling the big tissues has got any rings of roses on his arms.
Why can't you?
Because I don't think I've had the plague, that's why. I've had mumps, I remember that. And what's that other one? It rhymes with German measles.
German measles?
That's it. I've had German weasels and the pumps, Geoffrey, but not the plague.
Bacon sandwich?
Oh, here, I'll get it, Arthur. I've got to get back to the shop anyway.
Thank you, Wilf. How kind. Oh, here, watch yourself going past him outside, though, just in case. And if you do see any rings of roses on him, give us a thumbs up. And if you don't... no, I'll tell you what. if you don't see any, do a thumbs up, because a thumbs up is more synonymous with good news, isn't it? Right? And if you do see any, don't do a thumbs up. OK? You got that?
Thumbs up if I don't see any.
No, if you do.
That's not what you said.
It is what I said. And listen, we don't need your help on this, Sally. We know what we're doing.
There's your sandwich. I'll see you later, then.
Right, you two. Keep your eye on him while I eat this. Is it doing anything?
He's doing a thumbs up.
Oh, brilliant. Is that good or bad? No, forget it. I'm past caring. Here, what time is it?
Just turned 11:30.
Is it? Ooh, blimey, I'll have to get my snakes on. I'm viewing a house at 12 o'clock. I've got to get my hat before that. I'm not viewing a house semi-naked.
Are you moving?
Moving? No. What on earth would give you that impression?
Well, you're viewing a house.
Yes, but I don't want to buy it. I want to have a poke round it. It's that snotty couple on my street. They're selling up and going back to Scotland. I'm not passing a chance like this up. They've never seen fit to invite me round when they're having one of their soirees. Yeah, I've made an appointment with the estate agents. They'll have to let me in now. Oh, for crying out loud. You can't even go out for 5 minutes without the bloody telephone going off. There better be somebody on it when I answer it. Hello, Count Arthur Strong talking out loud to you. And before you say anything, next time, wait until I've got through the sodding door before you phone me.
Hola, tengo una llamada telefónica para usted.
Oh, no, I'm not having this anymore. Listen, you, Interpol is on its way in a black malaria. Eh? Make the most of your last moments of freedom. You'll get 30 years for impersonating a telephone.
Hello, is that Count Arthur Strong?
Ah, that flushed you out, didn't it? Are you ready to make a statement, then? I hope to inform you that anything you do say may be taken down and used against me.
Hello, could I speak to Count Arthur Strong?
Why aren't you speaking Polish anymore?
Spanish, that was the operator. Are you Count Arthur Strong?
I was last time I looked, definitely.
Sorry, it's rather a bad line.
I said, last time I looked at myself, it was definitely me I was looking back at.
Look, shall I call you back?
Why?
I can't hear you very well. I'm phoning you from Spain. I'm solicitor for Freddie Olmenroy.
What did you say about hemorrhoids? If it's cream, I've got some.
Olmenroyd, Freddie Olmenroyd, I'm his solicitor. Look, I'll call you back.
No, don't call me back. We haven't finished this one yet. Freddie Olmenroyd, that I did my national service with, that went to Spain.
Yes, I'm afraid he's in hospital.
Hospital?
He's been taken ill.
He's what?
Ill. Ill.
Will? Was that ill or Will?
Ill.
It was Will. What? And you're his solicitor? Has he died and left me some money in his will? Is that what you're saying? Oh, what a wonderful shock.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to call you back. I can't hear...
Hello? Hello? Oh, he's gone, the bloody idiot. Freddie Olmenroyd, eh? Remembered me in his will. Oh, sod it, look, it's nearly 12. I've got to get to the stuck-up people's house or I'll miss me slot. Ring a roses, a pocket. Oh, for crying out loud. That bloody song. Dozy Sally invading my headspace with her nursery slime. Ooh, bit of a squeak on that gate. Oh, that would have to be reflected in any offer I may put in. Oil bill, maintenance, that would all come off the asking price. A tissue, we offer. Oh, that. Bloody stupid woman!
I beg your pardon.
No, not you. Don't worry about that. You're not the stupid woman. On this occasion, anyway. It's someone I've just been with. You don't know them. They've planted some roses in my head, and I wish they hadn't.
What can I do for you? I'm very busy.
Yes, I know you are. You're busy with me.
No, I'm busy with something else. What do you want?
Well, I just might want to make you an offer I can't remember. If you can refuse. Oh, you can't refuse! An offer you can't refuse, because it's a good offer. You must have heard that expression before, don't come that.
What do you want?
Well, you see, I'm looking to increase my property portfolio. And if I like what I see when I finally get over the threshold, I might make you one of those offers I've just mentioned that you can or can't remember. Now then, may I come in?
What? You want to look round the house?
Yes, that's right. An old friend has just dismembered me in his will. In fact, I've just got off an international trunk elephant. It's called an international elephant call with his solicitor. And I'm looking to extend my property empire. Well, you can't take it with you, can you?
Are you the 12 o'clock?
Yes, I am. I've made an appointment with the estate agents yesterday. Are they here?
Oh, I suppose you'd better come in. Please don't break anything.
Thanking you. Oh, it's a bit dark in here, isn't it? This hallway. Of course, I have natural light coming through the side window in mine. But you don't have a side window, I notice, do you?
No, we don't. We wouldn't have one because we're in the middle of a terrace, aren't we?
Oh, how disappointing. Yes, I think I'll paint it a brighter colour. Mongolia, perhaps. Or apple with a hint of pear. Or possibly bananas. My team would be in and out of here in a fortnight.
A fortnight to paint a hall?
All right, 3 weeks then, tops.
You're already decorating. So you've decided to buy the house then, have you?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't jump inside your horses. I don't know what sort of state the rest of it's in yet, do I? I mean, you do have a few parties here, don't you? This place could be in a right state for all I know.
I can assure you it isn't in a state of any sort.
Yes, well, I wouldn't know that, would I? Never having been invited to one of your dues. Not that I'll hold that against you. I'm very fair-minded in business. Ask any idiot you like. Oh, now this is a nice room. Oh, yes, you've done this out very nicely on the face of it.
Thank you.
Hello, Tony Healy.
Pardon?
Tony Healy.
Oh, no, I'm afraid you've mistaken me for someone else.
No, I'm Tony Healy, from Bartholomew's, the estate agents.
Oh, the estate agents. Oh, right. Do you know, it's funny that you thinking I was someone else. I often get taken for Rolf Harris, you know.
Rolf Harris?
No, Rex Harris, not Rolf.
Rex Harris?
No, Rex Harrison. Are you deaf?
I didn't think I was.
But you might want to get someone to have a look down your ear passages. I sometimes get a build-up of wax myself. A hairpin's good for that, isn't it? You'd know that.
I have no idea.
Well, then you'll have to take my word for it, won't you? So, who's this Tony Healy I remind you of, then?
It's me.
I look nothing like you. What are you talking about? Your nose is much bigger than mine, much bigger. Oh, it's enormous, is your nose, now I'm looking at it. Looming out all over the place, dear, oh dear. Do you think we look alike?
Not remotely.
See? And she's impartial. You've nothing to gain by saying that, have you?
He wasn't saying you looked alike. He was simply saying that his name is Tony Healy.
So, who looks like who, then?
Nobody looks like anybody. He's Tony Healy, that's all.
Oh, so he's Tony Healy. Why didn't you say so? Pleased to meet you, Tony. I've heard so much about you.
Oh, for... Look, I have to go to work, so I'll leave you in Tony's hands. You'll be all right, won't you?
Yes, don't worry. I've got the set of keys and I'll lock up.
Cheerio, then. I'll be in touch with a sealed offer if I like what I see. Now, Tony, does the house have any bedrooms? Oh, yes, I'd definitely put a partition wall through here. Definitely. This would make two nice box rooms, this would. You could have half the window in each. Make a feature of it. After all, I sometimes think people place too much importance on daylight. I always say you cannot undervalue two small, dingy rooms.
Right.
Oh, yes, I've got some plans for this place. Here, I might get in touch with some of my contacts from when I did Juliet Bravo I was telling you about. Get the Grand Designs team down here to film me doing it. Hey, Kevin MacDonald, that would be quite a feather in his cap, wouldn't it? To get someone like who I am on that. Of course, I'd project manage the project in a managerial role. Ooh, we could have Kevin sat chatting to me in the kitchen, dicing some kidney, perhaps, whilst admiring the smooth action of my serving hat.
Right, well, I'm afraid I'm really running behind and I've got some more people coming for a viewing just about...
Yeah, has she left any tea and biscuits out for potential buyers? Or something stronger, you know, because that would be a nice touch, wouldn't it? And if she haven't, she probably meant to, so where would I find that then?
Right, well, thanks for your interest, and if you need any other information...
Oh, no, I'm not going yet. I haven't looked in that room down there yet. What's in there?
Well, that's only the downstairs loo, but as I say, I've got another client to see. That'll be them at the door.
Oh, don't you worry about me. I'll just stick my head in the toilet. It might make the perfect luxury bathroom in my makeover I do, with gold-plated taps, mirrored floors, and a sunken bidet. Oh, yes. Then I can rent it out to high-end, upwardly of mobile achievers like I am. Here, let me get that for you. I am the nearest, after all.
No, it's all right.
Hello?
Tony Healy?
No, I'm not. And I'm getting a bit fed up with all that. I look nothing like him. Well, I don't. He's got a much, much bigger nose than me. Look, it's gargantuan. Come here, Tony, in the light. Let him have a proper look. See? It's 3 or 4 times the size of mine. Do you mind if he touches it?
This gentleman's just about to leave. We're just finishing up.
Oh, that's right. I've just got to pay a visit to the toilet. Then I'll be out from under your feet. Here, you, have a squint in there now. Then you won't be disturbing me while I'm seated and vulnerable.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, and listen. Make sure you play fair, eh? If there's one thing I don't like, it's being gazumped while I'm on the lavatory. Let me tell you, if I get the faintest whiff of a gazumption, you'll feel the full wrath of my legal team on top of you before, you know, a ton of bricks has hit you.
Yes, perhaps we should make a start in the living room and kitchen.
I'll say ta-ta, then. Ta-ta! Ooh, well, I must say, this isn't as nicely as appointed as I generally like my lavatories. Still, the proof of the eating is in the pudding.
And when I answered the door, it was that bloody awful man from down the road. You know, the one we saw shouting at the lamppost.
What, he'd come to look at the house?
So he said. I'm going to put the kettle on. Do you want a cup of tea?
Yes, I'm just going to the loo. What's up with this? It's stuck. Sarah, do you know what's wrong with the door to the downstairs loo?
There's nothing wrong with the door.
It won't open.
Oh, that's weird.
God, going on and not your block off.
But it's stuck fast. It's almost like it's bolted.
How can it be bolted? Give it a proper pull.
What do you think I'm doing?
It's occupied.
What?
I said it's occupied.
There's someone in there. Hello?
Hello?
Who are you?
I'm Donald Bloody Duck. Quack, quack, quack. Who are you?
What's going on?
There's someone in there. What are you doing in there?
What do you think I'm doing in here? I'm flying a kite. Hey, look, whoever you are, it's pointless you looking round now because we've decided to accept a very generous offer from a distinguished gentleman. So, you know, thank you for your interest.
Who are you? Why are you in there?
Oh, for crying out loud. Look, I'm one of the stuck-up Scots people that live here as husbands. And I've sold it to a property developer. All right, now will you push off? It's not for sale anymore. You've missed your chance. Try and be gracious about it.
He's a lunatic. I'll get one of your golf clubs.
Look, I don't know who you are or what you think you're doing.
Listen, I won't be a minute. There is another one upstairs, you know.
Here.
No, not a 9-iron.
Well, what do you want?
At least a 3-wood.
My husband's got a golf club.
Oh, has he? Well, my dad's a pilot. Oh, yes, he flies Concorde. So my dad is better than your husband.
Shall I phone the police? We're phoning the police.
Oh, that's better. Oh, for crying out loud.
It's you.
Ha-ha! You fell for that, did you? Oh, golf! Oh, we must have a round sometime. I've got one of the biggest handicaps you can have. Hey, I'll tell you something. It's a definite boon having a toilet down here. I think that swayed it for me.
Have you been here all day? It's 6:30.
Is it really? Oh, well, I must get on. Where does the day go? I might be back for a final warts and all look tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. Oh, and I'd give it 5 minutes if I were you. All right, let's take the weight off. Nice glass of sherry. Inspector George Genitals on the telly. Just about to start. Oh, for crying. Do you know? Listen, you. I've been looking forward to seeing George's genitals all week. And if I miss them because of you, one of us will be in big trouble. And it won't be you. I mean, it will be me. So, think on.
Estoy poniendo a través de hoy.
Oh, ooh, I've been waiting for you to call me back to let me know how much my nest egg is. I'm thinking of investing my property port... cabin, whatever it is.
Arthur, it's Freddy. Freddy Almonroyd.
Freddy Almonroyd? Oh, dear. I'm afraid I've got some terrible news for you. You're dead.
Talking about?
Oh, yes, your solicitor phoned me up earlier. You left me a sizable amount. Oh, it came as a terrible shock. Just a minute.
I'm not dead.
You're not dead?
I'm talking to you. How can I be dead?
Oh, how disappointing. I was going to buy another house.
Listen, I haven't got long. I'm not very well, Arthur. I'm in hospital.
Oh, you haven't got long, so you're going to die. You just haven't died yet.
No, I'm not going to die.
Well, this whole thing has been an absolute rollercoaster for me.
I'm going to have an operation, a heart bypass. But the doctors say it's routine. It's nothing to worry about.
Oh, well, it's all right for some, isn't it? What about my property, portmanteau?
Yeah, I've got to take some time off the bar, and I've just had to sack the bar staff, the lot of them. They're all on fiddle. Now, how are you fixed for helping an old mate out and coming over and running the place for me till I'm back on my feet again?
What, me? Come to Spain? Spanish Spain?
Yeah, why not? They'll love you here. You can stay at my place, and of course I'll pay you. What do you say?
Pay me? Oh, you don't have to pay me, Freddy, unless you want to, and I take it from your silence that you do. So that's sorted out. Well, under the circumstances, I'd be more than happy to help out a dear, dear old friend. Although, to be honest, Freddy, on balance, it would have been much better for me if you were dead. So I'll leave that with you then. See what you can do. Ta-ta! Lovely, lovely. Oh, now, let's see what these genitals are up to. No good, I'll be bound.
Appearing with Count Arthur Strong were Mel Gedroych, Alistair Kerr and Dave Mountfield. The script was written by Steve Delaney and edited by Graham Duff. Count Arthur Strong's radio show was recorded live at the Dance House Manchester, is produced by John Leonard and is a joint Comedia Entertainment and Smooth Operations production.